Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'll get to Don't Forget About in just a few. Thanks to Toby for the update. This is a Darris Dameron, Ryan Clary, Toby Altizer production. It is G&D. Welcome back. You're locked into the Fan. Exclusively sponsored by the law firm Kondori Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family. Schedule a consultation with their team today. You can do that at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. You'll get a discount if they know you are a friend of the program. That's kmlawyers.com. I've sent my parents to them. I've sent in-laws to them. I've sent friends to them. They do good work.
They know what they're about over there. They will help you out. Mention us, for goodness sakes. All we're trying to do is help you. Let them help you, but help us help you. Let them help you.
They are also sending us back on the road this year for road games.
Mm-hmm.
We will be in Atlanta. No, that's not true. Atlanta's this weekend. I said Atlanta because...
You won't go to Atlanta.
Atlanta's this week. You guys aren't going to Atlanta? You didn't get that
text?
You're not
going to go?
You guys didn't get that
text?
It's
so weird that just you is going.
It's just me and Kondori and Murad in Atlanta. You guys are weird for not going. I can't... Darris, how dumb are you to not go to Atlanta? What's going on over there?
I had no idea. Didn't get the invite.
Yeah, we will be in Atlanta. I stand by what I said. No, we are going to Kansas City, not Atlanta. Although I will say, I don't know if you've had the same interactions as I have. The amount of Commanders fans going to Atlanta is crazy to me.
It's such an easy flight get there.
It
type
is.
Thing. Yeah.
And I remember, now that I think about it, like the last few trips to the Falcons, there's always been a ton of people in burgundy and gold. But I have talked to, I'm not even doing a bit, like 10 or 15 different people in my life in the last 2 weeks that have told me they're going to that Falcons game. Maybe the flight is super cheap too, I guess, to your point. Basically, it's a hotel, a cheap flight, and then you're back Sunday night.
And there's also a huge still Southeastern presence for Washington fans. I mean, I've told you before about my buddies that live in South Carolina, North Carolina, that I've gotten to know over the years. The Carolina Panthers didn't exist. So they grew up Washington fans.
Oh, yeah.
And that was kind of always the way. So like that's maybe, you know, one of the closer times you may be able to go see them.
Well, that's 100% why... There's always so many fans there. You think about like the Taylor Heinicke win in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Where they picked off Desmond Ridder three times at the Falcons. Some of those games, by the way, that was a thing for the Falcons. Desmond Ridder. And your Benjamin St. Juice had a pick in the end zone where like no one was around him by 10 feet, and for some reason Ridder just like threw him the ball like a punt. But there's going to be a lot of people in burgundy and gold. But we're going to Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium, one of my stadiums that I get to check off the list that I haven't been to. And then we're going to another stadium I've never been to, Minneapolis.
In Minnesota.
I wonder if that game's going to actually be important. That's a December situation, by the way. Minneapolis in December. Pack a coat or two.
Yeah, seriously. Long underwear is my suggestion, everybody involved.
There will be Juicy Lucy's.
Can't wait.
There will be football.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be playoff-relevant football? Are the Vikings good enough? They certainly looked it yesterday.
Yeah. In week 14, you would think that that game would be relevant for at least Washington, but Minnesota as well.
But there's a big difference if you're like 9-3 Minnesota versus like 6-7 or, you know, I don't know what that math, 6-6 and still in the mix.
Yeah, you'll be in the hunt. I think everyone involved will be in the hunt.
I mean, the Vikings defense yesterday shoved.
Have a day.
On Jake Browning. Two picks. They had a defender score two touchdowns yesterday.
Like he had more impact. He had more like receptions than Malik Nabers did, basically.
Isaiah Rodgers, 66-yard fumble return for a touchdown and an 87-yard pick six. And their kicker, who does not look like a professional athlete at all. If you don't believe me, check my Twitter. I posted a picture of him getting his game ball. And I said, this is a guy getting a game ball after an NFL game. This is the goofiest, youngest child who's ever gotten a game ball, this person. Will Reichert, I believe is the name. He kicked a franchise record 62-yard field goal yesterday. I actually texted his picture to Tress last night. And I'm like, dude, this guy got a game ball today. Like, I'm sorry, but like, this is bad for the brand. This is bad for like kickers or people too.
Right. It's not good for the brand.
I think he was like, who is that? I was like, this is Will Reichert, the kicker for the Vikings.
It's a kid that won a contest. They let him out on the field. But just real quick on Isaiah Rodgers, that may be the single greatest defensive game in human history. Forced two fumbles, which is pretty great. Had an interception, also great. Broke up two passes. All these things alone, you'd go, wow, what an all-pro type performance, but also scored two touchdowns. Off of that.
I think he got PFF's first ever perfect grade of a 99.
I heard about this. 99.9 grade yesterday.
It's outrageous.
Where did he lose the 0.1? Not fast enough into the end zone or something? But yeah, the highest grade in the history of PFF, a 99.9 yesterday. Checks out to me.
Yeah, it checks out. So next time someone pulls up with like a 96, you're like, what's the difference? Did you score twice? Did you force two different fumbles? Intercept a pass? Break up two others? What? I mean, he outscored several teams. He outscored the Giants by himself.
Have you noticed, by the way, I know it's very early, it's only three games, the best receivers in the NFL aren't really having huge like years at all. This is more of a fantasy thought, but like yesterday, Ja'Marr Chase went 5 for 50. I think it was his biggest game yet. And Jefferson went 5 for 75 in that game, his biggest game of the year. But if you look at it, Puka Nacua is like the only guy in the NFL who has been kind of stapling 10 catches and 100 yards every single week.
Yep.
Malik Nabers last night had me thinking about this. We're watching him. He caught a ball for the Giants in that game. Like, number one wide receivers, if you think Terry's off to a slow start, look it up.
Yeah, it's going around.
He stacks up fairly favorably right now in terms of receiving in the NFL.
Well, think of A.J. Brown through 2 weeks. Now, Eagles are winning, so nobody cared, but it wasn't until the late in the second half of week number three that they finally said, oh, that's right, he's better than Emmanuel Forbes. Let's just throw it to him, whether he's got separation or not. And then he got his 100-yard day. But, yeah, there's been a lot of slow starts in that regard. It's interesting.
Puka Nacua's got 333 to lead everybody. Jackson Smith and Jigba from Seattle has 323 through three games. Baller. He's been great. Ricky Pearsall, San Francisco 49er.
Mm-hmm.
Up to 281 through three games for him, and then Nabers has 251. But yeah, like the stars, I'm talking about Ja'Marr Chase, 240 through three games. Who would be next on this list? C.D. Lamb got hurt yesterday. He's going to be out for a while. Only 222 through three games. Obviously, the injury is a part of why. Devontae Adams, 213. Justin Jefferson, 200. Tyreek Hill, sub 200. Just guys have been held down.
Yep.
I think there's been a lot of double coverage and bracketed stuff. Last year, the big philosophical change in defenses was you can run the ball because of over-the-top cover two, like taking away the long ball. I think you're seeing more teams say, we're not going to let Justin Jefferson get targeted 16 times, catch 13 balls, and go for $179. Like, we're going to take Ja'Marr Chase instead of 15 for 150 and three. Like, you're going to have to do it another way. That's certainly what the Chiefs did last night. They told the Giants,
absolutely
not Malik Nabers. If you want Scataboo or somebody else, good luck. Cam Scataboo can run the football, or Wandell Robinson can have eight catches, but it will not be Malik Nabers. And the Giants said, okay, no problem. We won't throw it to him.
How about that? Will there be no targets pretty much for most of the game? Yeah, you're right. I mean, there have been a couple of guys that have bucked that trend. I mean, if you play for Sean McVay and you're number one, you're going to get touches until you're really tired. So Nacua leads the league in receptions, yards, still no touchdowns, which again is the... He doesn't score touchdowns at nearly the clip that he should for someone that gets as many targets as he does. But yeah, a couple guys are off to bang up starts, and then other guys, as you said, have done way less than you'd expect, especially at the top of the fantasy board.
All right, let's go around the NFL, our NFL conversation here with some of the headlines from week three presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a great week four matchup in Atlanta, Commanders-Falcons. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, these are some of the big headlines from the weekend. Number one, quarterback problem brewing in Atlanta. Michael Penix benched, two bad interceptions. Falcons shut out by the Panthers, who had been awful defensively going into the game.
That to me is the most, I know a great team lost to Cleveland, but that's the most stunning result of the weekend. The fact that they got shut out against a Carolina team that couldn't stop you or me at this point.
Here's another headline to your point on the Packers. They collapse. Jordan Love cost them dearly. That's been the big question, right? Is Jordan Love going to not do the thing where he just turns the ball over inexplicably? And with the game on the line yesterday, they didn't even need him to make a play. He has a terrible interception, gives the Browns life. They end up stealing a game against Green Bay 13-10. 13 unanswered points in the final 3:38 for Cleveland.
If you told me that score and some of the numbers, I would have gone, oh, late December game, weather off the lake, freezing winds, sub-zero temperatures, etc. Nope, just a perfectly nice day that Green Bay couldn't do anything on offense. Embarrassing.
Eagles 3-0. They came back from 26-7 down in the second half to beat the Rams. I still think L.A. with Stafford at quarterback is a Super Bowl contender. But Philly, it's never pretty, but they're going to beat you.
Yeah, the Rams really impressed, right? And then they didn't. They make either of those field goals that are blocked, they probably win the football game. But that's how it goes. When you let the Eagles hang around, they're going to be better than you. 19 out of 20 times, they've played games and have won. The only exception, Jalen Hurts got injured, and they still had a great chance to win that game against Washington last year.
I feel like Baker Mayfield has been great. Back-to-back game-winning drives to go down the field to overtake a team that had just taken a lead. Did it again yesterday, setting up a Chase McLaughlin 36-yard field goal with a 48-yard drive. 2:33 and a touchdown for him. They were coming off of a short week. Didn't have to travel. They were at home, which was nice. But remember, they played on Monday Night Football. That easily could have been a letdown spot and a loss. There were plenty of those around the league. Here they are sitting at 3-0, two games better than Atlanta, who was considered their top contender in the South.
Yeah, a lot of injuries starting to mount up there in Tampa Bay, but to their credit, they've won all three games, and they've done it in cardiac fashion. They were up 23-6 in this game in the fourth quarter with a little over 10 minutes to go. Jets came roaring back, took the lead, and then, of course, Baker did it again.
Another thing I'll bring up real quick as a headline, Tyrod Taylor, when he gets to play, there's some Marcus Mariota to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not bad. He'll give you a chance. He can keep you in games. I always like watching him. Hashtag he a Hokie. Daniel Jones, man, the reclamation continues. 3-0 Colts. You know, I've always kind of liked him more than the average bear, and just I thought he got a raw deal with the Giants, and he's an easy guy to make fun of, and I don't know why, but everyone has hated him since the day he was drafted because they didn't think he should be drafted as high as he was or whatever. My God, does he look like a confident, capable player outside of that Giants cloud of just bad. You know, he's getting protection from the line. They're running the football. He's making plays with his feet. He looks like a winning quarterback.
So they were my pick to win the division. Was one of my like sneaky, cheeky upset things.
Which is weird with their quarterback situation.
With their quarterback
Especially
situation.
Since you hate Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I don't think he's very good. But my point was, I think their schedule is very kind. This week it's at the Rams. We'll find out a lot about how truthful some of this stuff is. The Rams coming off a loss going back home. But it's Raiders, it's Cardinals, it's Titans, it's Falcons, it's that division, which still isn't particularly good. I think there's a lot of wins they could sort of just be okay in and bank their schedule. You look at how they started. Miami, they destroyed. Denver, back and forth, probably should have lost that game.
That's a good win.
Yeah, Denver's their best win.
I know their schedule's not great, but like Miami's not terrible, as we've seen now in a cup. They're close in every game. Denver's a really good win. The Titans stink, but they doubled them up.
Yeah, they destroyed them. So you harvest your nuts in that way. I think they'll be around 9-10 wins, and you know Houston's off that 0-3 start. They're in a great spot.
Couple more quickies here. Big stories from the NFL. Justin Herbert. If you have to put together an MVP ranking right now, Allen's one because he's the defending champ, and then Herbert might be too. Winning time, was he great or was he great in the fourth quarter? That 76-yard drive with the 20-yard dime to Keenan Allen across his body with a defender shoving him to the ground. Then he comes back, goes right down the field, gets Cameron Dicker set up for a 43-yard game winner, throws for 300 in the win. He is feeling it and dealing.
He's incredible. He's just incredible. That, I think you mentioned it. He and Josh Allen, I think, are the two people that can make that throw that he made that would end up tying the game to Keenan Allen, where he escapes, he's big and strong, and is also athletic enough to move to his left, arm strength enough to square his shoulders, throw against the grain across his body, as you said, a dime to Keenan Allen for a game-tying touchdown around 2 minutes to go in that heated contest with them in Denver. That was a phenomenal game.
And then the Bears get right. Caleb Williams looks great. Ben Johnson has them rolling offensively.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
I'm not telling you he's not a jerk, because he certainly comes off like one a bunch. I mean, what he did after the Lions game I thought was ridiculous. He wouldn't say Jared Goff's name. He called him that quarterback. Then a video came out. I mean, again, this is the guy who got you a head coaching job. Now, obviously, you made Jared Goff good, too. I'm not saying otherwise. But, like, ask Sean McVay what he thinks about Kirk Cousins. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
These guys have a great rapport. And there's this video. Clary actually sent it to me, shockingly. But Jared Goff goes up to Ben Johnson after the game to, like, dap him up. And it was, like, the coldest non-eye contact, like, I've never met you exchange ever. And I'm like, this guy is quite a – he just comes off like I don't know. What can I call him that isn't mean? Like, what are you doing, guy? That having been said, same guy that left the Commanders at the altar and told them he didn't want the job, basically, as they're flying to interview him for a second time. He can coach offense, man.
Yep.
He's got the boys believing in the locker room after one game, for what it's worth, at 1-2.
He will scheme up some offense, and it's always good when you need some offensive joy to play those Dallas Cowboys, who are reprehensibly bad on defense, but they look really good. He was in his the kids, I believe, say he was in his bag. That flea flicker was pretty sweet.
It was sexy. They play the Raiders next, by the way. Speaking of defenses where you might be able to move the ball.
That might help, yeah.
So a chance for them to start getting Caleb Williams acclimated offensively. All right, let's go. Don't forget about here in our waning moments on a Monday after a Commanders win. It's a victory show on G&D.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kumail Nanjiani, the guy that yells, why do I always forget that?
I don't think so.
No, can I hear that again really quick? Give me a pitch whistle here on Kumail Nanjiani.
Why do I always forget that?
That's really good.
I know.
I didn't get, you got to go a little further back. I think it is.
I do not think it's Kumail.
Dollar bet?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's SpongeBob.
Oh,
it's from
bad.
SpongeBob.
Well, now I'm out. And is he a voice in SpongeBob?
Kumail,
I have no idea who it is, but I think it's from SpongeBob.
Because it sounds like a dude that does animation voices.
Yeah.
You know, like a Bob's Burgers kind of voice type guy.
You don't hear Kumail there at all?
Not at all.
Oh, I do, totally.
I mean, I've been in the room 1,000 times, you know, watching him work on jokes and things like that.
Oh, but he's not really talking like that. That's like his very animated. I don't know. I'm going to have to.
So like your Kumail pitch whistle is he's like, there's a new drug that they say it's called cheese. It's heroin and cough syrup. So it's mainly heroin. Like that's your Kumail.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that sounds a lot like the guy saying, why do I always forget that?
Yeah, I don't know.
No?
That's tough where you're like, that's the same band because there's a drum.
Dollar bet. Go dollar bet with me.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do
that. That's not Kumail Nanjiani.
We'll see. I don't know how we're going to confirm this or corroborate this. I got to find out. Did Peck put that together? See where they got that clip from. All right, Danny, don't forget about from yesterday's win.
Please, don't forget that Chris Paul was up. Brandon Coleman was down. Don't forget that Andrew Wiley filled in. And they played pretty damn well as an offensive line. They road graded for a whole bunch of yards.
Don't forget that Frankie Louvu showed that he is playing this football season, and possibly back to his old ways. It was a much more impactful 7 tackles for him. Did some good things as a pass rusher as well after celebrating the birthday. Quiet first couple of games with some open field missed tackles. Liked what I saw from Frankie Louvu bouncing back yesterday.
Don't forget that Daron Payne was active yesterday. Didn't end up with any sacks, so that's the thing we always tend to notice. But hit the quarterback, had a tackle for loss as well. He was around. It felt like he met Ashton Jeanty right at the line of scrimmage or behind it a whole bunch of times yesterday. He has been really good through 3 weeks.
Don't forget that in the competitive portion of the game before Washington kind of throttled it down on offense and sat some guys, Deebo Samuel was the focal point again. Deebo Samuel is going to be heavily involved in this offense. 3 runs for 18 yards, including a direct snap wildcat with Zach Ertz next to him that I thought was an awesome design. Maybe you put that on tape to get 9 yards out of it, and you come back to that later in the year where either he throws the ball or there was motion from Mariota lined up in the slot coming back the other way. Maybe you toss the ball back for a throw. There's a lot of wrinkles they could go with off of that for Cliff Kingsbury. They also had 2 catches for 11 yards for Deebo in the game, a 9-yard grab, had a drop in the game as well. But I just think he could be the guy, more so than McLaurin, in terms of who ends up with the most touches, the most yards of their skill guys this year out of the running back position. Deebo's going to be a fixture.
Don't forget that long touchdown run where Jeremy McNichols broke 77 different tackles and everybody stopped was in a 10-10 game. That right there in that moment, the Raiders had all the momentum. It was right before halftime. It was deep into the second quarter. It wasn't like fluky right at the beginning of the game. We'd been established. There'd been punts. There'd been missed field goals. All the momentum was for the Raiders, and that run changed the football game.
Don't forget about Marcus Mariota batting 1,000 as a quarterback for this team. First start, they scored 41, and obviously a special teams touchdown helps you get there. But they also basically stopped playing in the fourth quarter altogether. And don't forget about the fact that in the 2 games he played last year, he was excellent. So now 3 games, 3 gems for Marcus Mariota, and he might have to start again against Atlanta for the second time in as many weeks against his former club. Let's go to the phones on Grant and Danny. Braden is in Virginia. What's up, Braden? How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, doing very well. Thank you.
Good. Hey, so I was listening to you guys try to figure out where that voice was coming from, and that is from Archer, who also does the voice of Bob's Burgers.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, it's a H. John Benjamin, I think. But yeah, that scene specifically comes from
What is Archer?
That, like, he's a spy. It's an animated television show.
So I am getting, by the way, people are all over this. I mean, maybe that's a popular...
Yeah, the guy kind of has a voice like this.
So I'm seeing Chris in Hyattsville says that's same voice as Archer. Again, I don't know what that means. Steve says the voice is Bob from Bob's Burgers. I do love Bob's Burgers. I've only seen it a few times, but my mother-in-law watches it all the time. And then Michael says the voice sounds like John Benjamin, who does the voice of Archer.
Yeah, John Benjamin. That's... He does Bob, I guess, in Bob's Burgers. So he's done some guest stuff on Family Guy before. That's where I recognize the voice from. Then there's the Bob's Burgers. I didn't know about Archer. I've never seen that.
Sounds like I owe you a dollar. Yeah. I think it sounds a lot like Kumail Nanjiani. Have I mentioned that?
You have. You've gone pretty hard in the paint with that.
That's real interesting. It's time for the leadoff ahead of Nats baseball tonight. Brought to you by The Window Man since 1989. The Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom.
Are you a nasty lefty? Then you're pitching tonight in Atlanta. Mackenzie Gore, Chris Sale. Batting first, playing shortstop, Nassim Nunez. Batting second, your DHC, Jake Abrams. Batting third at first base, Andres Chaparro. Batting fourth, your catcher, Riley Adams. Hitting fifth in right field, Dylan Cruz. Batting sixth at second base, Paul DeJong. Batting seventh at third base, Brady Hayes. Batting eighth in center field, Jacob Young. And batting ninth in left field, Robert Hassel III.
Nats, Braves tonight. Atlanta's terrible, so you don't have a chance to keep them out of the playoffs. But it'd still be nice to string some wins together here. Back-to-back victories against the Mets as the boys come down the stretch. Let's hope for a Mets loss next time out for them.
We can always hope for that.
Wouldn't it be comical if they missed the playoffs? Oh, man. And the Nats having something to do with it would be even better. Big thanks to Darris, Ryan, and Toby behind the scenes. Grant and Danny saying so long. Remember, our Friday field trip this week on Friday will be back out in Reston at Char Bar in the JW Marriott. We're with you again live at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you for coming.
I'm Toby Altizer with your sports update on The Fan. This update is brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Installation, your clear home improvement choice. In the NFL, the Commanders beat the Raiders to improve to 2-1, winning 41-24. News for the Commanders today, they're signing safety Darnell Savage, and they have placed safety Will Harris on injured reserve. He's going to be out at least four games. An update on Jaden Daniels, called him day-to-day, Coach Dan Quinn did earlier before practice. Updating his status. NFL injuries, 49ers edge rusher Nick Bosa's out for the season with a torn ACL. Cowboys wide receiver CeeDee Lamb going to be out with a high ankle sprain. Monday Night Football tonight, Lions and Ravens at 8:15. Baseball, Nationals taking on the Braves tonight in Atlanta, 7:15, first pitch. Get into the game right here on The Fan. Mackenzie Gore takes on Chris Sale. This September, only score 10% off each window with a 5-window minimum and 10% off each door at Paul Henry's Window Installation. Schedule your no-pressure-free estimate today at paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. From the Crop Metcalf, 5-star sports desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.